I'm just going to let you go. So you go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, thank you. Why was I asked to speak today? Because I am a parent of a child who took his own life. My name is Lisa Orman. My husband Todd and I lost our son Mitchell just over 2 years ago to suicide. He was only 22. We know firsthand why this conversation has to happen. Mitchell was the valedictorian of his 2014 high school class, and not only was he accomplished in academics, he was also accomplished in music, sports, and was just like a well-liked, good guy. He is the perfect example of when you hear people say he had everything going for him. Why? Why would he take his life when he truly had everything? Well, it's because Mitchell battled depression, and more specifically, major depressive disorder, a very real medical illness. He did not ask for it. He had no control over it. No one asks for any illness that they suffer from. I am speaking here today because we need to help end the stigma that the words mental illness has in society. And we need to be comfortable in sharing our stories and reaching out for help. My husband and I are doing what we can to support initiatives with mental health groups and suicide awareness and prevention groups. We have spoken at Let's Make Some Noise through the Olds College, and I have spoken at Headstrong and various other events, as well as participated in several suicide fundraisers. But the movement we are most proud of is the You Matter movement. You Matter represents a rainbow of well-being. It connects with people of all ages. The You Matter shirts were started by a couple of ladies at the Olds Elementary School where I work to show their support for myself and my family when we lost Mitchell in September of 2018. These shirts were born out of support and concern for us and our tragic loss. You Matter helps spark that conversation about mental health and suicide. You might wonder why You Matter helps spark a conversation, and it's because of the heart with the semicolon in the middle. The semicolon is significant to suicide prevention as it represents continuance. You are the author of your life story, and although there may be great struggles, there is more to come to your story. Everyone has a story that needs and deserves to be heard. My goal as a grieving parent is to make sure I share my story so other people know it's okay to talk. It's okay to reach out and not feel ashamed. Too many people who are connected to someone who has died by suicide, they do not want to admit that's how their loved one died. It's not until myself or my husband talk about our own loss and these people open up and actually thank us for speaking so openly. This is what we need more of. We need to normalize the conversation around mental health and suicide prevention in hopes that we can get more people who are struggling to feel comfortable about reaching out and asking for help. No more hiding, no more shame. From there, if needed, professionals can hopefully get involved to help find the right course of treatment. Am I a professional? Definitely not. But I am certainly a parent who knows firsthand the pain that comes from the loss of a child to suicide. No one should ever have to know this kind of loss. As a parent, I can tell you that mental health illnesses and suicide are much bigger than just that one person who is experiencing the struggles. Everyone surrounding that person, friends, family, colleagues, they are all affected in some way. And we need to recognize that we can't do this alone. This is why we have to all work together in supporting one another. My husband and I, our path in life has changed. And it'll never be the same. Forever broken hearts, but never broken spirits. In order for us to keep moving forward, we have to talk. We have to continue to share our story. And we have to continue to share Mitchell's story. Because his story deserves to be heard. Please remember that what you see on the outside is not necessarily a reflection on what is happening on the inside of someone. Check in with family, friends, and colleagues. Ask them if they are okay. Let them know you are there to listen, or you can help find the avenue that they may need in order to seek help. We will continue with the You Matter movement and the selling of shirts, with all profits being donated to the Alberta Mental Health Association. We have also sparked a leadership project of the You Matter pillows that some amazing young ladies at the Olds High School have started. They will be partnering this year with Olds Rotary Club and the Mountain View Child Care Society to help promote You Matter. All profits from the pillows will be donated to the local chapter of the Headstrong Foundation. A close friend has also started You Matter face masks in our time of COVID, with all profits going to the Alberta Mental Health Association. All donations will be made in honor of Mitchell. Does this take away the pain from Mitchell's loss by suicide? No. But in such uncertain times right now with COVID, if we can make a small difference in someone else's life, then Mitchell's death will not be for nothing. We have to strive for the good out of something tragic, or as parents, we would not be able to move forward. In order to break down the stigma of suicide, we have to stop blaming the person. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, well, Mitchell chose to end his life. He chose to not be here. People have such a hard time understanding a death by suicide compared to someone who dies by cancer or in a car accident. This negative perception is what helps fuel the stigma and judgment around suicide, and this needs to stop. Yes, Mitchell died by his own hand, but did he choose to have depression? He did not choose this path in life. Believe me, he would love to be here, living his life to the fullest. So I say to you, please reach out, especially if you're having emotions you aren't sure how to manage. Never, ever be ashamed. There are people who can help. Let's make a difference in each other's lives. Please remember, each and every one of us matters. You matter. We all matter. And as a community, we can spark that conversation to take place without judgment. We can make a difference to help end the stigma. Thank you so much for listening.
Wow.